Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Picture the scene. Three men are hanging on a cross. Great metal spikes driven through their wrists and feet. Imagine you took an animal and nailed it while it was still alive with three nails to a telephone pole. Imagine how disturbing that would be. Now imagine that someone does that to human beings. Blood is everywhere. The men go limp, and then, when they can't breathe, they gasp and cry out as they try to leverage the holes in their limbs to pull themselves up to take a breath. Women are crying, among them the most beautiful woman the world has ever seen. Some men are hurling hateful taunts to the man in the middle, the same man the beautiful woman is closest to. And every now and then, that man being tortured to death in the most grisly way imaginable, every now and then he speaks words of love, words of forgiveness, and sometimes words so full of pain that they cut you like a knife. It's the strangest sight the world has ever seen. The beauty and the brutality. The love and the hatred. Who could not be astonished? Who could not be mesmerized by the horrible but profound event? But no, wait, look. There in the middle of the whole thing are a couple of men crouched on the ground, ignoring everything around them. And what are they looking at? What could be so absorbing, so fascinating, that it's more interesting than what's happening all around them? Get closer. What are they doing? Peek over their shoulders and see. No, it can't be. It's impossible. God is dying. It's the hour of darkness, the ultimate blasphemy. It's the triumph of goodness and the ultimate victory of love. It's the supreme moment of the history of the world. And these men are missing all of it because they're absorbed playing a little game of dice, a game of chance, as they cast lots for a piece of clothing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. So many people knew something big was happening up there at Calvary on Good Friday. People had a sense, even people who'd never known Jesus before. People like the centurion who recognized that this was the Son of God. Or people like Dismas, the good thief, who begged for Christ's mercy. The whole feel of the event, it wasn't just an ordinary execution. People saw it. They felt it. But not the soldiers who played a little game there in the dirt. They couldn't feel it. They couldn't see it. And sitting right there, right in the midst of the most cosmic event in all history, they completely missed it. Why? How? Why did they miss it? What was wrong with them? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. We don't know much about those soldiers, but we do know that they like to switch instantly from work to entertaining themselves. We know that up on the hill of Golgotha, as soon as they'd completed their hideous work of crucifixion, they looked for a way to fritter away the time while the men asphyxiated on their crosses. We can imagine that if those Roman soldiers had lived today, instead of playing dice for a cloak, they would have all pulled their cell phones out and started texting or watching YouTube or betting on some sports game. And this work-entertainment binary, this blinded them to the spiritual world. You have to be able to sit quiet and still and think. You have to train your mind to meditate. You have to be comfortable with not getting anything practical done, and you have to be comfortable with not being constantly amused. You have to be able to be still and quiet and consider the meaning of life and the reality of other people and the workings of providence. That attitude will allow you to be open to the things of God. Without that attitude, you will miss the most crucial things of life, even if they are right in front of you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The other thing we can probably guess about those Roman soldiers is that they had gotten used to seeing people die horribly. In other words, they'd been overexposed to so much disorder, so much cruelty and violence and hatred, that they couldn't really be surprised by it anymore. To put it simply, they'd lost their innocence. Now, a lot of times people think innocence means being naive. But actually, innocence isn't ignorance. It's not a lack of knowledge. In fact, it's just the opposite. Innocence is a kind of clarity, a clear-sightedness. Just like you can see reality most clearly through a window that's not dirty, so you can see the world most clearly through a mind that hasn't been polluted with filth and twistedness. Those soldiers had polluted their minds with cruelty and torture and who knows what else, and the eye of their mind had been blurred to the point of blindness. So what are we exposing ourselves to? What are we watching and listening to and reading? Are we keeping our mind and our soul in innocence? Or are we flooding our senses and our minds with perverse sexual or violent imagery, angry reports, malicious gossip? If so, don't expect to be able to see the things of God when they present themselves to you. If you willingly blind yourself through corruption, the Lord will visit you, but you will miss it completely. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The soldiers played dice as God died. The time of repentance, of faith, it was at hand, and they missed it. And now we are dying. Each second, each hour, each day brings each one of us inexorably closer to death. This is our time of repentance. This is our time to get rid of our vice and grow in virtue. Will we lose ourselves in work or entertainment, in filling our heads with distracting and disordered thoughts and images? Or will we take these last precious days of Lent and recognize our Savior when he comes? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa? What struck you?
As cliche as it sounds to say, if this had happened now, people would be on their phones. I think it's more than correct. I think we've probably... It's kind of unfortunate that we've gotten into this cycle where any commentary against phones. People just don't take that seriously anymore. But it is very important, and it is very, very serious. So it's hard to have genuine conversations about it, because it all sounds like the same old get off your phone kind of almost... We react to it the way that you should react to propaganda or something. So it's kind of unfortunate. But I think the experience with phones is very similar to what you're describing here, where you scroll and you scroll and you see something terrible, and then you get desensitized to it, and then you see something more terrible and you get desensitized. And I don't know if other people have this experience, but even if you're not looking for something, it's so easy to come across just the most traumatizing story, and then immediately you want to wash your mind of it. So you just keep scrolling and you numb yourself out of it, because you can't process all of the things that you're coming across, either people's personal stories or news or fiction or what have you on the internet. It's just this cycle of intense disorder and then numbness. And we're experiencing that every day.
Which is exactly where those Roman soldiers were.
Yeah.
Their job was to torture people to death.
Mm-hmm.
So they became so numb, they missed God in their presence.
And I don't think it takes some big resolution of insane steps, but I think it takes very little experiences of just experiencing the little mundane things in your life without your phone.
How about three things? One, eat a meal. Most people eat one meal a day by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people eat three meals a day by themselves.
Yeah.
If you eat by yourself one meal a day, don't pick up your phone.
Yeah.
Just sit in silence and think about the wonder of food, clean water, a safe place to eat it, and just think about that.
Yeah.
Number two, take a walk outside without your earbuds and listen to the birds. And think. Or number three, take your Bible, a real Bible, one that has pages, and for an hour, in silence, read the life of Jesus for 30 minutes, and then just think about it for 30 minutes.
I would even go a step further, I'd say. Because those are all very pleasant things. I would say next time you're stuck in an elevator and there's just one other person, don't pick up your phone.
Or the grocery line.
I think lines especially. It's like when we're faced with the smallest inconvenience, even at stoplights, this is terrible. It's like, why do I have to be on my phone? I have one job, and it's to see if the light will turn. We're not going anywhere, but we're not going to die. Just don't.
Yeah.
Just be there for five seconds. Just look around.
Yeah.
See what you might miss.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Even the tiny little bit of... it's like weight training. You just slightly increase the pressure, very subtly. The inconvenience of being bored for a minute, two minutes, 3 minutes.
So this really is a PSA to get rid of your phones.
It is. We're always trying to say it in new ways, because I think we tune it out. We get numb to it. We ignore it.
Yeah.
And this is really just the resolution is be present again. Be aware enough to not keep your head down at the crucifixion.
I can tell you this, I'm going out to supper with some really good people tonight, and I am not taking my phone with me.
It's a good idea.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.